heading over to the Thunder Seed and Cavalier. Joey Safransky joins us again today. Hello, Joey.
How are you doing today, Mick?
I'm okay. I'm out of the wind. Are you?
Well, I am for the moment, but it decided to blow out of the north later yesterday afternoon pretty hard, and then I guess it decided to blow out of the south today. So,
man, alive. Yeah, some 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts over here. So, all right, well, but it looks like guys are really moving along and switching from canola to soybeans.
Yeah, I think up in the Langdon area, there's still some canola to put in, and definitely a lot of beans starting to get moved now. So everybody seems to be moving along really nice. They received a little bit of rain here about a week ago, but we're just a little bit later than like we're on that. So, but everything seems to be going pretty quick now, so they're catching up.
What has been some of the more popular soybean varieties up in northeast North Dakota this spring?
Some of the more popular ones on the Roundup Ready 2 side, the 37004, that's the earliest maturing Roundup 2 that we have. That one's been popular to the west of where I'm at, as well as the Astro, which is the 008 maturity. That one seems to do very well, has excellent white mold tolerance, and it's better on IDC. And 3601 is a little bit later for Langdon, but there's guys up there that really like that bean because it has excellent yield potential. And then on the Xtend soybean, what's that?
Yeah, well, a 004 from Thunder Seed, that you can't. That's about as close as you can get to one of those triple zeros.
Yeah, exactly. It's an earlier bean, still has great yield potential. On a year like this, where guys want to progress all our stage out through harvest, it's a good idea just to put in an early one, a mid one, and then a little bit later one, so you can go right along when you're harvesting.
For sure. All right. What else would you like producers to know if they're? It seems like the concern for a while was we're going to have to make some adjustments in varieties, but you're not having that much of a problem this spring, I would assume.
No, I tell you, the weather really turned around, and the biggest concern right now, I guess, for some people is moisture. You know, everybody you talk to really hoping that we get some rain coming up here on Thursday just to get some moisture and get some of the crop started. Some of the crop is in good moisture and some of it's in dry dirt. So I guess that's the biggest concern. And as far as people switching varieties, it's May 15th. So whatever you had planned in the winter should still be your plan, obviously, unless we get too much rain, but hopefully that doesn't happen either. So.
For sure. All right. Any other thoughts you'd like to share with producers out there from Thunder Seed?
Just be safe and just good luck the rest of the planting season. It's definitely, like I said earlier, it goes so quick now. It's just amazing how much ground can get covered in 2.5 to 3 weeks. Most guys can get most of their crop in when they go straight through, and that's great. So.
Sure is. All right. Well, Joey Safransky up here in northeast North Dakota, the DSM for Thunder Seed. If guys like to get a hold of you or check out all the options from Thunder Seed, how do they do that?
Just on our webpage at thunderseed.com.
All right. Thank you, Joey. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Mick.
You're welcome. Thank you.